Sean?
One of my favorite things you did while you were at Dragon Gate USA and Evolve was feuding with Dean Ambrose, John Moxley. Can you talk about putting that feud together, and did you enjoy bringing back your Hus gimmick for the match prior to the blow-off?
I enjoyed it. I didn't know Moxley that well at that point. We had been on a couple shows together. Moxley's a really unique individual, and one of the best promos in professional wrestling, period. When I was working with him and he was cutting promos on me, there'd be days I'd wonder, like, this guy not like me for real? Like, that's how good his promos were. They were real. Whether what he was saying is true or not, they're real. And that's a special guy, special talent. And he had this unique thing about him, where even though I'd been around a lot longer than him and all this stuff, he never treated me he never took the back seat to me. And he sort of like commanded respect, which is a sort of a unique trait to have backstage. You know, most guys, who are younger that come up and they might work with me, you know, they'll just sort of just let me do whatever I want, sort of give me the lead. And Moxley never gave me the lead. So that's the sort of thing that, Truth Martini and I have a saying, the things that get you hired are the things that get you fired. So in WWE, when he's there, I don't know, how he's treating those guys, but that's the sort of thing that could piss somebody off, and that's the sort of thing that could, command respect like it did with me. You know, he sort of commanded respect, and I gave it to him. He's a tremendous performer, a tremendous talent, and he's going to be a millionaire before he's 30.
You talked a little bit about Dean Ambrose there, but you also worked closely with Seth Rollins, Tyler Black. He was Tyler Black when he was working with you in Ring of Honor. They're paired together right now, but I heard what you said about Ambrose, but what about Seth Rollins, and what's his personality like, and do you see him also making it to the top as a singles wrestler at some point in WWE?
I absolutely do. I absolutely see him as becoming a top guy in WWE. As far as his personality, though, goes, as far as working with him, very different than Moxley, where Moxley sort of acts like he's on the same level as me right away. Tyler always gave me the respect, whether I deserved it or not, sort of being in there longer than him and listening to me. And he really, he respected me and always gave me that lead and gave me that that respect, whether I deserved it or not. And he's a fabulous kid then. And I've been fortunate enough to see him, when he started off in late 2004, and I've seen him blossom. And, we all knew pretty much from the beginning that he's going to be a star. And he's just starting to prove it now. It's just the beginning with it for those guys. It's crazy.